GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
And as we told you last week, Rick is away. Far away. And Chris Greeley is sitting in. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, George. Good morning, everybody.
Nice to see you back here, Chief.
Appreciate that.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking.
Well, I always ask when you're here. I mean, after all, I mean, you're in that get in touch with yourself place, and they...
Must we start? We're seconds into the show, and this is how we're going to treat Loving Touch in
Loving
Home Care.
Loving
Touch in Home Care, a locally owned company, George, a family owned company, not a chain, a second generation main business. Loving Touch in Home Care.
I just wanted to.
No, whatever.
I gave you that little clue so you could get a free plug right off the
6:10 in the morning. Who's listening?
I don't know. Nobody knows. The Rick Tyler is away. Now, he's in England. Well, you know, we used to say things like, you know, he's in South Berwick. or he's in South Roar, maybe. But no, this is a planned trip. He took his kids over, and I've seen very little. He's posted a couple of things. The flight went well. He flew over at... landed at Heathrow, and his wife plans this all out. She's a very good planner, and he doesn't do anything. So don't let him BS us when he comes back about all his arrangements. She made all the arrangements. One of the arrangements was to walk across Abbey Road, which he tried to do yesterday. And the weatherman dumped about nine feet of rain on him, I guess, over there. So they didn't have a very good time with that. But the rest of it, I saw him... out in front of the castle there, and the guards were coming by. You ever see guards with the big, big hats? The beef-eater guards, is that what they call?
Oh, God, I can't believe I can't remember what those
and
guys are called.
Anyway, he's in England, and we'll be gone the whole week, but not in England. He's heading to Barcelona next.
Wow.
They're going to get in the airplane, down to Barcelona, then back to London, then back here. So if you're wondering where Rick Tyler is, that's where he went.
So what is the? We were talking off air, so folks know what is the problem with trying to cross Abbey Road, which I did not realize, and you and Mike Dow were talking about it, George. What's the problem with trying to cross Abbey Road like the Beatles did so long ago?
Well, it's a busy road to begin with. It's not very wide. Every tourist that goes to England wants to have his picture taken on Abbey Road, and it was raining hard. So I think if I put all of that together, I think that was his difficulty yesterday. He didn't say much about it. His wife posted a picture of him on a bus on Abbey Road.
Did one of the boys cross? Am I correct?
I think the boys got across. Yeah, I've seen a picture of it, but that's about all I could discern from that. I knew it was one of the highlight things he wanted to do. Oh, stand in the middle of the road. Now, can you imagine the British tourists coming down, the British drivers coming down the street, and American tourists are standing in the middle of the road?
Well, yeah, think about the millions of people that have probably tried to do that or done it over the last, four decades, however it's been.
I can imagine the bus driver saying, get out of the way!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it looks like it would probably be easier than it actually is, and he was apparently unsuccessful in his attempt.
Well, I don't know too much about it, other than that it seemed to be a wet day. Okay, I don't know how close you've been staying up on the. You have your job to do as the chief of police in Holden, not always up to date on the news and stuff. We're going to catch you up today. Secretary of State Matt Dunlap's on with us this morning. The money men are going to be here today. And what else have we got? Oh, Chef Tim Lewis is coming on today a little bit later on. He never brings any food in, though.
He doesn't bring food?
No,
he talks about food.
Never brings me anything to eat.
But
anyway, so I don't know how much you're catching up on the. One of the items that really developed over the weekend, and it's not exactly a slow news cycle, but President Donald Trump this past week expressed interest in buying Greenland. I want you to just sit on that for a moment.
Did you say Greenville or
Greenland?
Oh, I thought
the island,
about Maine.
Greenland,
Danish territory,
As so often happens when the president comes up with something that's unorthodox, people say, what is that? Some people thought it was a joke. some people, one of the president of Denmark, what did he say? He said, we're open for business, we're not for sale. But it's completely not as wild as one might think. You could be, I guess, forgiven if you thought it was a joke or something, but the president is not the first president that said that he'd like to buy Greenland.
Why is that particular country the topic versus...
Well, first of all, you got to know a little bit about Greenland. We do have a presence in Greenland. Thule is there. Thule Air Force Base.
We have a presence in lots of countries.
Well, we have an Air Force Base, very important Air Force Base there.
Okay.
Called Thule. I think that's how you pronounce it. So why would the United States even be interested in it? It's frozen. Well, it was. That's another issue. An island is 80% covered by ice. Stop and think about that. 56,000 people actually live there. Now, that's something I found out this weekend. I didn't think anybody was there except a few Eskimos. There are some reasons that we might want to own Greenland. I can't imagine them. And first of all, Denmark kind of owns it. But they've pretty much given it to the people who live there, which are basically Inuits. And anyway, 80% of the country, I said, covered by ice. But due to global warming, that ice sheet is melting. And NASA is saying it was two of the largest melts in the history of Greenland. And so what might be going on here is that there's a lot of minerals on this place. Now, it's not as big as it looks on the map. It looks huge on a map, but that's the way they make maps. It kind of flattens things out. It's really, I think we've got a couple of American states as big as Greenland. Anyway, geopolitically, it's important. And with Thule Air Force Base, and this whole story started in the Wall Street Journal. You're only 750 miles off the Arctic Circle, but it has a radar station, ballistic early warning system, etc. So the president said, maybe I want to buy Greenland. And it kind of got a lot of people talking. And I thought maybe we'd ask you today, should we buy Greenland? Now, if it were for sale, we'll find out. Callers, good morning. You're on the George Hale, Rick Tyler Show. How are you?
All right. You know, Greenland has some strategic value. You know, if you look at the polar projection of the map, you can see that Greenland is, you know, part of a whole different set. If you look at the world from the side like they've got it, it looks really funny, you know, compared to, you know, what's up there. But you look at the polar projection, there's this whole ring of land there at the Arctic Ocean in the middle. And somebody's going to claim it. And I think we should own it because, you know, as if it warms up, it used to be a green place. You know, 1,000 years ago, it was green. And they grew stuff there. And, hey, if they're going to get global warming, we might really need the place.
Well, thanks. It's 750 miles north of the Arctic Circle, to put it where it is. And it does have a radar station. It's part of the U.S. early warning system. And the U.S. Air Force Space Command, North American Aerospace Defense Command, is up there. And has a lot of minerals that you couldn't get. Now it's melting. When he said we ought to claim it, that's kind of hard to do. Denmark would probably object to that. Go ahead, caller. Should we be in the market to buy Greenland?
Very possibly. Somewhere around 1,000 years ago, a lot of Norwegians farmed a lot of Greenland. And that lasted about 400 years until it turned cold again. So if global warming continues, Greenland may be a good place to own.
Yeah, but you got to be willing to sell it, right?
Well, yeah, but you're talking about why we would buy it, not if whether or not they would sell it.
Yeah, you're right. If it is rich in valuable resources like minerals, somebody said they had the purest water there. I've never been to Greenland. I was surprised to find 56,000 people live there. It has fish, seafood, renewable energy, tourism could be there. Wow.
Maybe Trump wants to make Trump ice cubes.
I have no idea. But Denmark owns Greenland more or less, but they have their own government. They're autonomous. They got home rule in 1979, and then in 2008 got even more autonomy from Denmark. So the people in Denmark own it, kind of. It's a territory. Go ahead, caller. What do you think about the not-so-crazy idea of buying Greenland?
Well, if you could, I would. I'm sure it's got a lot of untapped oil, and I bet fishing is phenomenal off their coast.
Yeah, I don't think oil would be there. Yeah, fishing, I imagine, holy crap, how many kind of fish would you get up there? Anything you want, I guess. Well, here's the funny thing about it. We just threw this out because it was a story that was circulating. The United States actually tried to buy or bought Greenland once before. The U.S. Secretary, remember Jim Burns, he was the Secretary of State when Harry Truman was the president.
No, I can't say that I remember Jim
Burns.
Well,
you should open a history book once in a while.
Why?
He broached the idea with the Danish foreign minister at the United Nations. Nothing ever came out of it. But about 100 years before that, do you remember William Seward? Does that name ring a bell in your
Seward,
history?
Seward, that does sound familiar.
Well, he bought Alaska.
Oh.
And he tried to buy Greenland from the Danes, who said, nah, we're not going that way. So it's not the worst cockamamie idea I've heard coming out of Washington this year, but the Danes and the people who live in Greenland aren't having much of it. One of the last times U.S. bought any land was the purchase of Alaska. That was a long time ago. We bought it in 1867. Now, who did we buy it from?
What? Wait a second. Who bought Alaska in 1867?
United States.
No, we bought Alaska. Alaska. We bought Alaska in the 1900s.
We bought Alaska in 1867.
The United States bought Alaska in 1867?
William Seward orchestrated the purchase of Alaska from whom? The Russians. They sold it to us. Now, get a load of this.
Why would? I bet they're regretting that sale.
They sold it to us. How smart are the Russians? $7 million. $7.2 million. I can get a shortstop for $7.2 million.
Of course, then they probably didn't realize the oil reserves.
Well, they criticized the heck out of it. Don't you remember Seward's folly?
I remember the expression. What are you testing me here at 6:22 in the morning? You giving me a history test?
Yeah.
I'm only a fill-in host, okay?
We bought the Philippine Islands from Spain. We did that in 1898 for $20 million.
Folks, he's reading off Wikipedia, okay? He sounds like a genius because he's reading off Wikipedia.
I'm a history minister.
God help me.
I'm a history minister.
I got a bunch of buttons that are yellow and red. We got one call. What do you want to do?
I'm never near Wikipedia.
I'm taking over. Good morning, caller. What do you say? Good morning, caller. What's your opinion? Well, that worked out well.
Now that you took over, would you let go?
Now that you let go.
But we have had a purchase with Denmark in the past. We bought the Virgin Islands from Denmark in 1917.
Okay.
For 200. No, we bought it for
Were you there for
million.
That transaction, or were you at the mall?
I was never eligible for the Virgin Islands.
That's the truth.
Oh, yeah, but you forgot the big one, the Louisiana purchase.
Yes,
you remember that one?
Oh, sure I do.
Who did we buy that from?
I was watching Hogan's Heroes that day.
Who did we buy that from?
The French.
You all. See, I knew you would know that one.
Thank God. Yeah. I got one right.
Right.
Jeez.
$15 million.
A Bangor High School graduate. Apparently,
well,
I need to go back and talk about
stop
my
Stop and think
schoolwork.
About it. What I'm saying is this Greenland thing isn't as wacky as people made it out to be. The Louisiana Purchase is one quarter of America's current territory. So maybe Greenland is in our future. Who knows? We'll find out. We'll have your calls coming in. 1-800-966-1039. When we come back, we'll take a break here. Coming up.
We have to dance to the music. You want to dance?
I don't dance very well anymore.
Come on, try it. Nobody can see you. I'll only laugh in private.
You didn't know about Alaska.
Come on. Don't make fun of me. George. I swear. I'm here like every 3 months. It's hard enough to run the buttons.
God. Chris Greeley, my friend, is with us. Rick Tyler is away flying. Well, he's off, finished flying. He's in England. And he'll be back in, I think a week from today?
Tuesday. Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. All right. We'll be back.
GHRT Rewinds. Brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.